Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I tell you, we're not seeing anything we haven't seen in the past. The more they play, the better they get. North winning its third sectional in 4 years under the handling of Barb Mills. Last week at home is Anna McCoy and Carolina Lopez. Kelly Fox got it done in singles. Nicole Ortiz and Bailey Gardner, they're running along 14-2 and won doubles. And freshman Lily McAfee hasn't played like one, teaming most of the season with Jordan Trilling at two doubles, standing 10-3, although Megan Strobel stepped up at two doubles the other day and helped in the shutout of Martinsville for the sectional championship. So a team on a mission. The more they play, the better they're getting.
Beginning of the season, we really didn't know where we were going to be, and the kids have really come together as a team. They've made themselves into a good team, so that was really great. The regional Tuesday, it will be so nice to play at North. I can't remember when we've ever played a regional there, so that's going to be nice. I think that it's going to be a very good match. Anna at number one against a Smith girl. Anna was leading, called for darkness. Second time they had to go indoors, they split set, so went to a match tiebreaker. So I expect that's going to be a very, very good match. Carolina's match will be a tough match.
Well, that's the veteran, the girls' tennis coach out of North, Barb Mills. Tonight, 5 o'clock match time. The other semifinal, Madison Shaw and Seymour, the regional crown, goes on the line Wednesday night out on the North courts. Don't forget the Reds at Dodgers, game 2 of 3 tonight. First pitch at 10:10, preceded by Behind the Scenes with Fred Glass. We're live from Yogi's tonight on a busy Tuesday. Also, a little conversation with the new pro and general manager out at the IU golf course, Greg Bishop. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
50th Annual Baseball Tournament Series front and center on Wednesday night. And this year, well, we're not going to waste any time, huh? Capturing the suspense and the intensity and everything else that goes into it when North and South clash on the baseball diamond. Last year, the Panthers won by a run. They won the title, went on to the 4A Final Four. North this trip, 14-9. Richard Hertz Cougs playing at Cougar Field, even though South serves as host to the sectional. You see, they have lights. Cougars won the Battle of the Bypass 2-1, if you'll remember, in 9 innings out of the Barge. South then grabbed 5th place in the consolation bracket of the league tournament when they beat the Cougars 3-1 over in Columbus.
Hey, it should be a real good game. If the numbers are any sort of indication, it should be a fairly low-scoring, tight game, but of course, whenever you have North-South playing, you can pretty much throw out all that, and Lord knows what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure we're going to see Wright and Franklin, some mix of those two, just like they know they're going to see Wicker and Inman, a mix of those two. Those are the four pitchers that primarily threw the games, the stadium and over in Columbus on a roll. They won a lot of games here of late. That certainly helps them. We're struggling a little bit offensively, although we got a win against Floyd Central on Saturday, 4-3, a base hit single that won the game for us, so that certainly helps us also. 6 o'clock start on Wednesday, so get there early, get a good seat, should be a lot of fun.
Well, the game is always a lot of fun. Richard Hurt, the voice, a veteran skipper, against another one. Bill Klusner, who's got his Panthers on a roll, as Richard was mentioning, 12 of its last 13. They're 17-9. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, out at Cougar Field. Sports Talk tonight, Behind the Scenes with Fred Glass, IU Golf Pro and GM out of the course, Greg Bishop dropping in for conversation. Reds Dodgers tonight, 10:10, first pitch. I'm Joe Smith.